understand there were some reports of people shooting back at police or shooting at military helicopters. Did you hear about that?
I'm going to tell you, I believe most of those was just rumors. Now, I know that the police shot a guy for looting. And that started a retaliation where guys started shooting back at the police.
Right.
Until they said, well, you know, because I'm going to tell you, if you tell a person who don't have nothing, that, hey, you know, you got to fend for yourself, and there's nothing to fend with, you know, and then you guys are going to tell them, I want you to be neighborly than anyone else, you know, because, I mean, people sit up here and watch people leave and park cars. I mean, cars, just park them and lock them, and then take the keys with them. And they didn't try to say, well, hey, neighbor, here's a car, here's my other car. You could use my second or my third car. No, they parked them all in the yard. That's the thing that really started this frustration. You know, you want the poor to have more morality than anybody else. And it just don't work. I mean, it's just sad. I think it was criminal, the way this transpired. But the looting was people were filling with food. But then after they realized, when they start hearing the horror stories of not having it, if you don't have any money, what happened to you? Then they start stealing anything that they feel like they could barter for to get out of the town. If that mean me selling a TV to sell that TV to get some money, then that's what they were doing. You know, because, common sense would tell any sane person or any rational person, what you going to do with a TV when your house is flooded? So what a guy is saying is, I have this TV, and at least maybe I could trade this TV for some gasoline. Because right now here in New Orleans, gasoline is worth more than gold. There's not even one functioning filling station in the entire city of New Orleans. So what people are doing now, they're going around taking any car that they see empty. They're punching holes in the gas tank trying to get gas so that they can leave. And I'm going to tell you, order just came today, and that came with the military. You know, all the way up until then, you had white vigilante groups, and I'm calling them vigilantes because that's what they were. They would ride around in trucks, five, six of them to a truck with shotguns and rifles. You know, talking about they're going to shoot looting.
Any shootings?
Well, they said it was three. But, you know, it's only by the grace of God that the police finally came and stopped. Because it was about to be a riot. It was about to break into a race riot here in the world. Guys went and stole. When they found out that this was happening, they started breaking into gun stores, pawn shops, stealing guns. Next thing you know, you had a whole bunch of armed people that saying that, hey, yeah, if they shoot at me, I'm shooting. You know, because I'm not going to allow my family to sit here waiting on a government that has no idea what they're doing.
The ghost of Tom Jones.